You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio, isa sa mga kababayan natin dito sa Melbourne at naghahanda siya para sa kanyang kauna-unahang solo concert. Magandang araw, Dee!
Hello, good afternoon po!
Maayong buntag. Maayong adlaw?
Maayong adlaw.
Ayan. So, nakwento mo sa akin na may 6 years ka na dito sa Melbourne.
Yes po, 6 years.
Bakit mo naman napili yung Melbourne?
Actually, when I applied for student visa, it was Deakin University, Melbourne yun. So I never thought about Melbourne. Gusto ko nga Sydney para, alam mo na, Opera House. Pero because the student visa was based in Melbourne, yun, kaya nandito me.
Ayun. So nag-nursing ka rin dito.
Yes po.
Bakit mo naisip maging nurse?
Maganda kasi siya eh. And you know, practically, for visa purposes.
But, okay.
No. But I graduated nursing back in Philippines in Cebu. So, yun. Gusto ko nga maging doktor, but ang mahal. Kung pwede lang.
Ay, pwede mo nang gawin yan ngayon dito sa Australia.
Why not? Pero, oh my gosh, 20-something thunders na nakakapagod. Hanap na lang tayo ng doktor. Jowain natin si Koya.
Pero sa labas ng mga ospital, ikaw ay si D, isang performer.
Oo, hindi alam ng mga taga-ospital. So, tahimik ako doon.
So, hindi ka... Pero pag pumapasok ka, ganyan ang itsura mo. Naka-makeup. Parang
naka-ritual talaga. May ganun talaga. Nakaayos. Like, I wanna look good, comfortable, confident, ganun.
Hindi pa ako nakakakita ng nurse na naka-full makeup dito. Baka ikaw lang.
Naka-full alahas na naka-work.
So, naka-full alahas ka din. Hindi ba bawal yun pag nag-nursing ka na may mga naka-maraming sing-sing?
Tinatago ko na lang kapag nandiyan yung mga boss. Tinatago ko na lang. Tapos wala lang. Feel ko lang.
Ano yung... So, pag nandun ka sa ospital, nung nag-rounds ka pa sa mga ward, ano yung pinakamahirap na... Sabihin natin sa isang araw, uuwi ka, ayoko na, nakakapagod. Ano yung mga mahirap na na-encuentro mo bilang isang nurse?
Oh, there's a lot of challenges work because you just don't deal with the patient. You also deal with complaints and also your staff. For me... I get frustrated when things are not done on my shift. Tapos, time is already... Wala na. Time na. Time has been consumed.
So, ipapas mo na siya.
Ipapas ko siya. But I tend to stay back para matapos ko yung gawain ko. But for me, no, I don't feel... I always wanted to feel fulfilled when I go home. So, kasi love ko yun eh. That's the bread and butter. I know people... It sounds cliche when they say, I have to love my job. But, I mean... Ang masaya lang siya.
Mm. So masasabi ba natin na yung pag-perform mo on stage at pagbibihis mo ng magandang maganda, ito ba yung outlet mo para matanggal yung stress sa buhay?
Well, performing, singing is something that I feel attached to myself. So in a way that it's a passion na gustong-gusto ko siya. Nursing, I am aware that it gives me the resource, yung money. Pero yung singing is the love, the hobby, the passion makes me, you know, feel connected to myself. Kasi parang sa dinami-dami ng ano, stress, one way or another, it can be, yeah, an outlet.
So, true. Nag-aral ka ba? Kumanta?
One time, sa Center for Pop Music in Cebu.
Wow!
Yeah, that was like I was grade 5, grade 6.
So bata ka pa, alam mo na talagang gusto mong umawit.
Mm-mm. Kasi kung ganun.
Pero di ilang taon ka nung nalaman mo na gusto mo palang maging katulad ng mga kapatid mong babae.
Okay, so growing up naman kasi mga kinakanta ko, Jamie Rivera, Julina Magdangal, tapos Regine Velasquez all the way until now, alam na.
Alam na ni daddy at ni mommy.
Alam na nilang lahat. Alam mo yung nasa kumikinding-kinding na. Okay rin lang naman. They knew it. Kasi gusto ko Barbie doll and everything. Alam na nila. And I always wanted to sing Whitney, Mariah, yung mga pambabae talaga. And
so ikaw ba yung bata na pag merong salo-salo sa bahay ninyo eh? Di, halika na. kumanta ka dito, ikaw ba yun?
Oo, ako yung ginagano nila, hinaharas.
Pero gusto mo yun?
Sometimes, kasi gusto ko din takamin yung lechon, yung spaghetti.
Pwede ka pwede kumain madami.
Hindi pwede kumain madami, tapos papakantahin ka pa, tapos palakpakan ka, tapos yung iba nga, oh, bibigyan ka ni Ninang ng pera, ganon, may suhol pa. Ayokong kumanta, nasa-shy ako.
So, yun yung practice sa training ground.
Oo.
Ang mga kamag-anak mo.
Oo. Yes.
Kailan ka naman nagdesisyon na mag-all out at maging legal na babae?
Okay. Kasi I always wanted to feel good of myself. So when I look into the mirror when I was younger, sabi ko, I would not look like this one. Kasi gusto ko yung mga babae. I wanna look like her. Ganon. How much kaya yung paritoke? No? Kasi that time wala pang retoke. Uso bleach pa para pumuti. Eh, ang mahal.
So papaya soap.
Papaya soap, lahat. Gluta, top gel, yung mga ganon. But then, nauso kasi sa Philippines yung hormones that you can just buy over the counter without even a script.
Mm.
So you can actually buy that. And through friends, influence din ng mga friends ko, like, oh, how did you do this? How did you do that? Because out of curiosity, you ask. And yun, I started to take hormones and then parang nag-iba na yung mga fats, mga may contour na, nagdi-distribute na yung may curves na, ganun. Ay, sabi ko, ay, iba pala. And I was still 16 that time.
So, hindi ba yun napansin ng magulang mo?
Napansin ni Mami. Napansin ni Mami. Sabi ni Mami, oy, medyo may, ano na ha, may namumukol, sabi niya. Sabi ko, yeah. But then, she was very supportive. I remember one time she was in SM. And she asked me, oh, I'm in SM, what do you want me to buy? Sabi ko, bili ka na lang ng bra. And you know what? She bought me a bra and a blouse and she was so supportive. And I'm like, oh my God. So at that time, I knew that like it's the pathway of my transition is towards feminine side. Oo.
At nandito ka sa Australia, mas madali o mas mahirap ang mag-transition?
When I came to Australia 2013, I already had a long hair. I already... Meron na akong mga feminine features. Actually, when you know when I was quite adopted by foster family, they thought I was a girl. But then when they realized that I wasn't, they still accepted me, but they put me in a different room. Kasi dapat I was sharing with the niece in one room yung kamag-anak nila. Mm. But but the question was if it's hard for me or not. There's challenges, but I don't see it hard. Like, it wasn't hard, it was easy because maraming supporters and you know, they just accept you for who you are, they will love you for who you are. Ganun lang naman. Wala namang haters dito for all I know at the moment.
So, hindi ka ba nagsasawa? Kasi ako, pag maglalakad ako, hindi naman ako tatanungin bakit ka babae. Diba? Pero I'm sure ikaw, tatanungin ka ng mga tao, bakit mo piniling maging babae? Bakit ganyan? Hindi ka ba nagsasawang sagutin yung mga tanong na yun?
Actually, seldom na lang siyang, like, that question is not all the time compared before, like say 10 years ago, 7 years ago.
So and I guess, on na.
Yeah, it's quite confronting, but that question, I am really happy to tell them my story and they would understand and know me better of who I am, what I am, more than yung physical ko. You know what I mean? Like they
yung
actually,
nasa puso mo.
Oh, like the character that I built all throughout these years to where and to what I've become now, yun na lang ang nakikinig na lang sa natutuwa na lang sa natong baklang to. Baklang
pero
to?
Pero masayahin ang approach mo sa buhay.
In fairness,
lahat ba talaga ganun?
You know, you have to look into the goodness of someone or the beauty of goodness. Yun lang, parang no reason for me to be masungit kasi hindi naman tayo medyo kagandahan. So, go lang. Happy lang. Wala naman. Okay lang. Joke lang. Life is what you make it. Ika nga. So,
at
yeah.
Sa susunod na linggo, kung di ka nagkakamali?
Next Sunday, it's gonna be on August 24. Actually, it was just planned on February, sabi ni CJ Chito. Oh, we'll make a show. kasi nakikita ko that you're actually singing. Sabi ko, oh really? Flattered naman ako. Kala ko naman playtime. Tinotoo pala. Totoo pala, may show talaga. And so, trust me.
Kakantahin mo?
So, it's a, yung song selections are picked by me and the musical director, Trisha Celestial.
Si
Inday Trising. Nako.
So, kayong dalawa, parang Ryan Kayabyab ba yan at saka
Regine
Velasquez.
Oo, basta gusto nila yung memorize ko.
Hirapan ka ba mag-memorize?
Hindi naman, pero kasi 20 songs, Diyos ko naman, 20 songs na dapat memoryado ko lahat. Grabe, kumusta naman ang vitamin B?
So kakanta ka? Sasayaw ka rin ba?
Very light lang yung sayaw. Oo, may sayawan.
Na naka-high heel, naka-stiletto?
At naka-gown.
So exciting para sa'yo.
Exciting siya.
So good luck sa August 24. Saan siya?
Thank you po. It's gonna be held at 3 Harris Street, Yarraville sa Kindred Studios. And I hope you will come and watch and support.
Anong oras?
So it starts open at 7 p.m. but the show starts at 8 till 10. So 2 hours po yun.
So good luck sa iyo, D. At congratulations sa una, sa iyong debut concert.
Oh, thank you so much po, Ate Maridel.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.